How much is too much when it comes to fighting inflation? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting on interest rates today. It is widely expected to end up raising rates again to fight inflation. The same pattern is showing up around the world. Sweden's central bank said today it is hiking rates by a full percentage point. The European Central Bank earlier this month raised rates by 0.75 percentage point. There are fears that all these central banks, all raising rates at the same time, could overdo it, sending us into a global recession. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here to talk about this. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So connect the dots for us. How could rate hikes lead to recession?
Central bankers are raising interest rates to make it harder for people to borrow and spend. And the thinking goes that causes demand to fall, cooling off the economy and tamping down inflation. But if they push interest rates up too much, they can choke off economic growth, and that can cause a recession.
So what does it mean in particular if multiple countries are doing this all at the same time?
Yeah, the World Bank is worried that all these interest rate hikes could cause a global recession. It says we haven't seen simultaneous rate increases like this in more than five decades, and some recession indicators are already flashing warnings. The bank says the global economy is now in its steepest slowdown following a recovery cycle since 1970. Global consumer confidence has taken a bigger hit than in the run-up to previous worldwide recessions.
So, I mean, can this be avoided? Does the World Bank, you mentioned, have any advice for central banks around the world?
It does. It says central bankers should communicate their decisions on interest rates clearly, and that could help anchor inflation expectations. If those expectations fall, central banks might not have to raise rates as much. The World Bank also says countries should work on easing labor shortages by making it easier for more people to work, and they should cooperate to help untangle global supply chain bottlenecks. But central bankers are really walking a fine line here, Sabri.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Here in New York at the United Nations, world leaders are converging for their first fully in-person annual meeting in 3 years. Russia's war in Ukraine will be high on the agenda, obviously, but so will money, specifically the need for financing to help lower-income countries recover from the pandemic. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The United Nations has begun its general debate when world leaders discuss urgent issues. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the session earlier this hour and underscored the need to ensure that all countries have the financial resources they need to recover from the pandemic and deal with climate change. And Guterres turned to an idea being debated in Europe, new taxes on fossil fuel companies.
Today I'm calling on all developed economies to tax the windfall profits of fossil fuel companies. Those funds should be redirected in two ways, to countries suffering loss and damage caused by the climate crisis and to people struggling with rising food and energy prices.
And Guterres also called for rich countries to support financing mechanisms to help lower income countries, financing mechanisms such as debt relief. Last year, the International Monetary Fund estimated that struggling countries will need as much as $550 billion in new financing. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Restaurants, like so many other parts of the economy, have had their fair share of supply chain problems recently. One of them is chicken, particularly these last few months. We go now to Nashville, where the chicken shortage is making things difficult for restaurants trying to serve up that city's most famous and fiery dish. WPLN's Alexis Marshall reports.
Chicken that's been breaded with spice drops into a deep fryer at Bolton's Spicy Chicken and Fish in Nashville. Traditionally, the hot chicken dish is then topped with tongue-torching sauce and placed on a slice of white bread. But since the start of the summer, Bolton's has struggled to get the right parts of the bird.
There's a wing shortage, so we have to take whatever we can get. It's either times when we can't even get breasts.
That's Dolly Matthews, the restaurant's manager. And other businesses suffered from shortages, too. Mike Rapp works for a wholesale distributor and says the reason for the shortage?
There has been a bird flu outbreak.
The USDA says more than 40 million birds have been affected. That includes turkeys and chickens used for meat. Combine that with a shortage of workers in processing and transportation, and Rapp says you've got a perfect storm.
You're basically at the mercy of your chicken processors these days. You place your normal orders you've been getting for years, and they send you whatever they have available.
And while some of the shortages have eased, Dolly Matthews says sometimes she still can't always get what she needs.
They may not have what you want or what you sell.
Plus, the cost of chicken, labor, and rent has gotten more expensive. Matthews says Bolton's has had to charge customers nearly double the cost of a plate in the last year.
We do have some that have the comment, you know, I can't afford this like I used to. I'll see y'all when we can.
Matthews says she appreciates the customers who continue supporting the business despite the higher prices. In Nashville, I'm Alexis Marshall for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.